The cover story for the September-October 2010 issue of Audubon was a long and detailed special report, The BP Oil Disaster, written by one of Audubon's most prominent writers, Ted Williams. Williams seemed to think most of the major environmental battles had already been won by his generation. He smugly wrote in his November-December 2004 column for Audubon, "I envy young environmentalists of the 21st century, but I feel bad for them too. They don't know what it feels like to win big against seemingly impossible odds. When I started out, America and the world were environmentally lawless. There was no Endangered Species Act, no Clean Water Act, no Clean Air Act, no National Environmental Policy Act." When Williams was sent to the Gulf by Audubon, he limited his entire, quote, investigation to places BP staff and contractors brought him to, exactly as if he were doing public relations for BP. When he lambasted a, quote, toxic gusher, one of misinformation, he wasn't talking about the many BP lies swirling about. No, he repeated scientifically discredited information as fact, such as when he compared this disaster to the Exxon Valdez spill, quote, "Deepwater Horizon oil is different. It is highly volatile, and nearly half evaporates immediately. In the intense heat, bacteria consume other fractions. Also, the leak is almost 50 miles at sea, giving dispersion and natural breakdown processes more time to kick in." He also gushed, quote, "Much has been learned about boom laying and skimming, and operations are massive and intense." I've already talked about those, quote, massive and intense cleaning operations. Drew Whelan had posted a lot about how desperately volunteers were needed. Ted Williams dismissed that, quote, "Audubon is seeking volunteers experienced in handling seabirds and asking them to sign up with response leaders. But at this writing, there aren't so many oiled birds that state and federal recovery personnel can't handle the job. Therefore, qualified volunteers are being told to stand by in case they're needed. The very last thing Gulf Coast birds need are well-meaning amateurs crashing through nesting habitat," end quote. Audubon was criticized widely for not galvanizing the many qualified and professional rehabbers who'd volunteered but were turned away. Williams defended this, quote, "It's hard to do nothing when the world is yammering at you to do something, anything, even the wrong thing. This was a lesson I relearned on the humid 100-degree morning of June 15th when I visited Bay Islands with Melanie Driscoll, Director of Bird Conservation for Audubon's Louisiana Coastal Initiative. The saddest scene we encountered up close was the Royal Tern colony on Queen Bess Island. Only about 10 of some 300 adults had been oiled, but virtually all the estimated 150 chicks were covered. If we do nothing, they could die," said Driscoll. "They're at risk of overheating and sunburn, hypothermia if they get wet. But if we evacuate them, they won't be taught to fend for themselves and they'll probably die too. The thought is that now that they're close to molting, they'll drop their oiled feathers and a few will make it. I don't know if that's a good theory, but we're in a situation where there's no good decision. The best decision is not to have an oil spill," end quote. Let's put aside the issues of compassion for suffering birds, how the conservation importance of every individual bird rises as its population declines, and how much progress in bird rehab and captive rearing we've made since the days of the Exxon Valdez. Let's just simply consider Melanie Driscoll's question about whether the oiled young birds had a higher chance of survival if they were left or if they were retrieved for rehab. At the very least, shouldn't scientists have retrieved some of those chicks on some of those islands to learn, based on actual data, which approach worked better? That is what science is about. But had any of those birds been captured, BP's consolidated oiled wildlife report totals would have been higher. So every single one of those chicks ended up dying. And then, because everyone was prohibited from entering the islands because it might disturb nesting birds, not one of their carcasses was retrieved, and not one was included in BP's official count of oiled birds. Ted Williams, advancing BP's take on the oiled bird front without talking to professional rehabbers who'd spent long careers capturing and treating oiled birds, was egregiously poor reporting. It wouldn't have taken much investigating for Williams to learn what the St. Petersburg Times reported in late August under the headline, "Bird Rescue Experts Kept on Sidelines After Gulf Oil Spill." Even though Ted Williams wrote about Drew Whelan and quoted him, not once did Williams try to talk to him. Just about everything Ted Williams wrote about Drew was taken from watching him on CNN. He even wrote that Drew Whelan and Anderson Cooper spoke of, quote, experts who supposedly possess the power to pluck birds from the firmament, a feat impossible for any human save Harry Potter. I was gobsmacked to imagine Williams has never once observed bird banding or watched expert rehabbers retrieve injured or oiled birds. Harry Potter is hardly the only human who can catch birds. Ted Williams quoted Drew Whelan saying, "I know the Audubon Society has over 17,000 people that have signed up to volunteer on this effort. And so far, they've not received a single phone call. They just don't want to allow any help." Then Williams wrote, quote, "Whelan issued a retraction on his blog after Audubon explained to him that the best way volunteers can help is to wait patiently until they're contacted," end quote. But that was an outright lie. Right after the article came out, Drew Whelan wrote on Facebook on September 2, 2010, quote, "I did not retract anything I wrote about the Audubon Society and their volunteers. They had many opportunities that could have helped down here that they let slip through their fingers," end quote. Ted Williams obligingly repeated BP's "Nothing to See Here, Folks" message, quote, "Due to the nature of the oil and the monumental cleanup effort, visible damage was not as bad as the public imagines or the media have depicted." Unlike the few days that Ted Williams spent in the Gulf, Drew Whelan worked tirelessly in Grand Isle and other places in the Gulf virtually every day except when he developed pneumonia, sticking it out for months. He was operating on a shoestring, even mostly sleeping in his truck, doing what Ted Williams once did so well, speaking truth to power. Not one word that Drew Whelan wrote or spoke was in service of any agenda except to present the truth about what was happening to birds as a result of the oil spill. He saw a lot of things that were being done badly and a lot of things that badly needed being done and wrote about them with charmingly unfiltered forthrightness. I can't express how disillusioned I was reading that special report in Audubon targeting not the corporation that caused the biggest oil spill in history, but the one young environmentalist of the 21st century who most exemplified the standards Williams used to stand for. Williams was doing his very best to prevent Drew Whelan from ever knowing, quote, what it feels like to win big against seemingly impossible odds. And Williams had the full support of National Audubon using their magazine as his megaphone. After reading the article, I quit Audubon and rejoined the American Birding Association. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.